Now, will you put a word in here for me, please, so that it'll make sense? I thought you, what, coming with us?
You were coming with us.
Fine. And we, what, going to town when it started to rain?
I started town before it started raining.
Okay. Now, if you want something between we and going, we, what, going to town when it started to rain? Would you say we were going to town or going to town?
Yeah, we was going to town before it rained.
Okay. If I asked you if you still do many things, you would answer, yes, there are, what, a lot of things I do. Yes?
I do a lot of things. I paint, I fly, I hoe, or anything like that.
Okay. Would you say there is a lot of things I do or there are a lot of things I do?
There are.
If I wanted to know the color of some roses you had grown, I might ask you, what color, what, those roses? What color?
What color were they?
Okay. And you might answer, the roses, what, yellow?
Red and yellow.
Okay. Now, let's see. If you were talking about how the roses had been, you would say, the roses were yellow. If you're talking about how they are now, you'd say the roses.
I did. Maybe
Well, now would you say the roses is yellow or the roses are yellow? Okay. And would you say what color is the roses or what color are the roses?
What color are the roses?
Okay. If I asked you if you had done something already, you might say no.
I haven't did it.
Okay. If I asked you, was it a nice day? You might say no.
It's not cloudy or rainy or something like that.
Okay. Now, if you want to answer it shorter than that, let's see, somebody says, was it a nice day? You can either say, yes, it was, or no,
it wasn't.
Okay. If you don't think it's right for a person to do something, you might say, he
shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have did that.
Okay. If I asked you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yes,
I think I can. I regular because I think I can.
All right. Would you ever use the expression Mike can do something or Mike could do something?
I have used that word. I might could.
Okay. Let's see. I slipped on the ice and I just managed to keep my balance. I came close to falling down. Fell down?
Come close to falling down?
Yeah. What's another way you could say that?
I'm close to slipping down.
Okay. Now, let's see. Would you say, I almost fell down, I like to fall down, I like to fell down, I nearly fell down? How would you express it?
I like to fell, I believe.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay. Now, this is the part I was telling you about, where there'll just be one particular word. A penny is one.
A penny is 1 cent.
Okay. And a dime is?
10 cents.
Okay. If somebody moved in across the street in 1960, you'd say he has lived here ever, 1960? He's lived here ever. Okay. If somebody moved in somewhere in 1960, you'd say he's lived here ever, 1960? He's lived here ever. It sounds kind of like the word you, the answer to the last question. You said a penny is
1 cent.
Yeah. And a dime is 10 cents.
That's right.
And he's lived here ever, 1960?
Every year, every month, or every week, or every...
Now, there's a word that's... Do you know what word I'm trying to...
Why'd you sing it?
Okay. If somebody moved in across the street in 1960, you'd say, he's lived here ever, 1960? He's lived here ever...
Ever since then?
Ever since, yeah.
Okay.
Well, how come I say ever since 1960? I couldn't get there. I got me phone up then.
Okay.